you might be heading out this weekend to choose your Christmas tree. What's the best kind to buy? And how do you keep it fresh? Well, with all the answers, WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath, is with us. Mike, we always want a tree that is, fragrant, smells like the great outdoors, and can hold our ornaments without wilting. Is there such a combination?
Yes. Fraser fir is considered to be the best tree for all those attributes. But, you know, I'm a blue spruce kind of guy. The needles are a little sharp, but we have those heavy old superhero ornaments and everything, and those branches can really hold a lot of weight. And I just love the look and smell of a Bruce Spruce in the house.
Once you get your tree, how do you make sure it doesn't dry out real quick?
The best thing you can do, we're going to have such glorious weather on Sunday. Get thee to a cut your own Christmas tree farm. Because you don't actually cut your own. You tie a ribbon around the tree after you and the wife and kids are done arguing for a couple of hours. And then some poor kid has to lay on the ground and saw it off for you. But you know that tree's sell-by date, so to speak. You know exactly when it was cut. And that's a tree, when you get it home, all you have to do is shake it gently to get rid of the old needles. If you buy a street corner tree from, like, one of you guys, hey, buddy, I got a tree for you right here. My brother-in-law cut it yesterday. I swear on my mother. Then when you get it home, you got to have a bow saw. Whether you buy one, whether you borrow one, they're a 10-buck tool. They're essential in any landscape. Cut 2 extra inches off the bottom of the trunk. Sit it in a huge bucket or tub of water for 24 hours. You'll be astounded. I've had pre-cut trees that drank up 5, 6, 7 gallons of water before they came into the house. So if it comes in with that kind of deficit, the little bit of water you can put in a stand is not going to help you out. Pre-saturation, that's going to keep the needles on that tree 2, 3, maybe even 4 weeks longer than they would have been otherwise.
All right, good advice. Thanks, Mike. WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath.